This is Radio 4. And now, 30 Minute Theatre.
A Sea Change by Gillian Plowman, with Jenny Funnell as Marie. A Sea Change.
But you hit hard.
Revive.
Run for your money now.
I'm on top.
That's where I like you.
Oh, ow.
Sorry. You're right. My point. You got in the way. 4-5.
You're taking advantage.
Well, if your wife insists on studying.
Shall we go sailing tomorrow?
Stop trying to put me off.
6-4. Shall we?
Peter, it's so unglamorous. Those oil skins.
7-4. Oh. You're sweating now. Is that glamorous?
Working out. Good for the body.
8-4.
Already?
Game. I win.
Damn. Well played. Yuck. You're positively dripping. A shower?
There aren't any.
Oh, can't expect everything in the heart of Cornwall.
Back to the cottage for a tin tub in front of the fire, then. I hope Marie's remembered to put some beer in the fridge.
Harassment, alarm or distress. Section 4 of the Public Order Act 1986 does not deal with many minor acts of hooliganism. What? Who's that? Dizzy? Oh, Roger.
Bloody fold-up bike unfolded beneath me.
Poor Roger. Roger, listen.
What?
A woman singing.
Oh, I must be on the radio.
No.
Oh.
I've been working, my exams. Can't you hear?
Oh, it's the wind.
No, it's not. Gone now.
That bike needs a hazard warning notice.
Got any personal accident insurance?
What? Rendered impotent on day 3, thus negating any efficacious effects of holiday. So, Brainbox, do you think they'll wear that? Oh, and of course, Dizzy should claim as well, as her holiday will also be spoiled.
As bad as that, eh?
I'll survive. Want a game of Scrabble?
No, I must
finish this. All work and no play will make you a very dull girl.
Yes, I know. But the exams are the week I get back.
Well, at least I've had some fresh air and exercise. Did you put those beers in the fridge?
No. Sorry.
You wouldn't want to give my bottom a rub, would you?
I'm right in the middle
of the public... It's all right, I'm only joking. But you're no fun.
Dizzy and Peter will be back soon.
Dizzy's nails are too long. Do you think Peter would?
You'll be lucky.
The pizza's ready.
Peter, the pizza's ready.
I'm not doing the meal every night, much as I like looking after my men.
Marie's turn tomorrow.
Look, I wasn't going to come. You promised me that if I came, you wouldn't keep pestering me to do things. Why don't you do it?
All right, all right.
Darlings, we should have gone back to that gorgeous hotel in Monte Carlo where they do everything for you. We are rather slumming it here.
The water was cold.
Roger and I bathed together, so we didn't use all the hot.
Mm. I would have had a shower if we'd had a shower. I had a bath.
Oh. Ah.
Sorry.
Oh, never mind. I feel aglow.
Now, what are we arguing about?
I'm such a bore.
Oh.
Although we weren't arguing about it. Everybody agrees.
Oh, no. Just as long as you're not boring when you're a partner in the firm, darling.
Isn't that unique? An all-woman firm of solicitors.
One I'd certainly go to, especially if I was suing for divorce. Mm. They'd all be on my side, and I'd be able to squeeze every last penny out of you, darling.
Don't let's talk about divorce.
Well, my darling, that depends on just how boring you are.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I heard someone. Didn't you?
Marie's been hearing things all day. Oh, damn. Peter, I forgot all about the mail.
Oh, yes, your ride to the post office. Was there some?
The bike collapsed, you see.
Poor Roger got Rogered.
A letter for you.
Wine, everyone.
Who's it from, Peter?
Peruaikares Baravitreit Andre.
The Chinese are having trouble with the valve.
Are you talking Chinese?
What?
I think Marie's had too much wine already.
What about the Chinese?
Well, you know the new valve we're selling over there? It's simple. Brilliant, but simple. The Chinese are just not engineers.
So what do they want you to do about it?
Oh, be permanently on the spot, I think.
We should have gone to Monty. They wouldn't be able to get you there.
They'd be able to phone me there.
Roger wouldn't dream of letting the bank spoil his holiday, would you, darling?
Not unless the stock market collapsed, darling.
He wants to walk with me through the town.
Conundrum! Good idea, Marie! He wants to walk with me through the town.
I can't do conundrums.
I haven't got any shoes.
You haven't got any shoes?
This is a difficult one.
See? I can't do them. Makes no sense to me.
Mi veden keres bara wai dreith andre.
What?
What?
What are you talking about? Don't let's do conundrums. Let's play Scrabble.
Oh, good idea. Come on.
I'm sorry. I don't feel very well. I think I'll go to bed.
Ah, Marie.
I'm really sorry.
How are you feeling?
Peter, I think the cottage is haunted.
Nonsense.
I keep hearing voices. There's this woman singing to me, and this man wants me to walk through the town with him.
You're working too hard.
No, there are other people here.
Listen, why didn't you come sailing with me tomorrow, Leave the books for a day. The break won't do you good.
How can I?
If you weren't so obsessed with your own career, of course.
That's unfair.
I know. Sorry.
And I know I'm a pain to live with right now.
Well, let's just spend one day together having fun, then.
Oh, not sailing. Can't we just read and relax?
Oh, for goodness sake, Marie, don't be so boring.
We'll go for a walk along the cliffs, then. To that lovely little church on the headland. Oh.
Good night.
All right. Sailing. Are the others coming?
No. They're being really boring, too.
Peter, we always have to do what you want, it seems.
I would have said it was the other way around.
Would you?
Go to sleep.
I can't.
This is the life, eh? Admit it. You're enjoying it.
It's very windy.
Only force four. Five, maybe. At least we're getting somewhere. Oh. Batting along.
I feel a wee bit queasy. Sorry.
Concentrate the mind.
It's in my stomach.
You'll be all right.
Look after me.
Of course. You know I'm good at sailing.
You're good at everything.
But some things only you and I know about, eh?
What do I have to do?
Just sit in the cockpit, take the helm. You've done that before. I'll do the rest.
It's cold, Peter. I don't like the look of those clouds. Should we go back, do you think?
With the oilskin on. And the life jacket as well. It'll help to keep you warm.
Oh, God! I can't. Oh, I feel awful.
I'll have to take a reef in the main. Don't leave the helm, Marie.
Oh, I feel sick.
Don't think about it. Are you hooked on?
What?
I'll have to ease the main sheet to spill the wind. Oh.
Peter! What's happening?
I'm going on deck to lower the main! Keep the boat on a steady course! Don't let the mainsail fail!
I don't... Oh, I can't! I'm going to be sick, Peter!
Ahead! Stop!
Dear God! Dear God!
Ready to lower a winch, man.
Steady on. Lower. Wretched ways are too high.
There's a woman.
Get down there.
The boat's turning.
Are there just two of them?
She's going.
Go for him, then.
She's gone.
Hell.
Sam.
Aye.
Oh, the Lord has preserved me. Oh. Never such a storm since the night your father perished. Who be thee carrying?
A boy. I fear he be drowned. Oh. I pull thee from the sea along with the nets of fish.
Oh, some poor mother's child, God rest his soul.
I brought thee back for a Christian burial. There are too many restless souls tossing in the sea.
Oh, Sam. Huh? Sam, there's spit on his lips. Turn the boy over. Return him, Sam. Oh, the sea come out of me. Help me push him out, Sam. Oh. There. By the fire warming. Oh, rub his hands, Sam.
Hurry.
Rub his arms. Oh, let me take him. There. Oh, there.
The boy was dead, Mother. I was not mistaken.
Strange. But the boy's alive now. God chose to deliver him to us.
I'm hungry. Be there pilchards in the pot?
Oh. Give me some for the boy. There, there. Come on, now. There we are. There, there.
Another mouse of fish.
Shh. He'd be trying to open his eyes. He'd be awake.
Iveth cricketh, Anna.
Voices again.
Panelies, verify them.
Peter.
Can
you hear
them? His breath comes steady, he'll not die. I remember the storm in 1829. One that took your poor father.
I believe Rowan Pentagel could ride any storm. My father was a good man.
And so be thee, Sam. It's time thee were wed.
I must care for you in my father's stead.
Oh, make me a grandmother, Sam, and make me happy. My family will care for me then.
There's no woman I feel affection for, Mother.
The search for Marie Anderson has been called off after the yacht she and her husband were sailing sank in a storm in Mount's Bay.
Oh, God.
Peter!
No.
Peter!
There. Did you hear it? She's here. She's outside. Marie! Marie!
Roger, I can't
Marie.
Bear it!
We must be strong
Marie,
for him.
Marie,
where
are you? She's my best friend and Marie. She's gone. She's all alone
Marie.
In that awful sea. Oh, Roger.
Oh, Dizzy.
I love her. Really, I love her. She's so clever and I never meant anything. You know, with Peter, it was always only a joke. I feel so
Marie,
guilty.
Dizzy.
It wasn't my fault.
All right,
You're
old
not
son.
Clear. Calm, Blue!
Peter, stop doing this to yourself!
You're upsetting Dizzy. It wasn't your fault. Marie should have hooked herself on.
I tried to look after you!
Of course you did, old son.
Come back to me, Marie. I'll look after you forever. I promise. And do what you want. If you'll just come back.
Peter, please.
Peter, old son.
I don't know where you are!
I'm here. Here in his cottage. Here, Peter. It's the same cottage, I know. It's the same cottage.
He's muttering in his fever. I'll take off his wet garments.
Such strange garments.
French breeches, Mother. I'll get more firewood.
Pandriw Gushano.
I don't understand.
Pandriw Gushano. Dulsa. Dulsa.
Dulsa. Your name. My name is Marie.
Marie. Marie. Mary?
I've nothing else to wear.
I know I. Na res doubt you be.
The horse is set fair.
Catch the women!
There'll be many a fine some more hereafter.
Joshua's hobby horse.
The saints preserve us. Have you taken leave of your senses? Oh, the harvest bear.
Tis the furrier long, Mistress Pentagel. We're practising.
You be quiet now. There's sickness in the room. Do you want to eat?
Ah, smells good, does the Pentagel. You can do more with pilchards than any woman I know. If only my wife could do as much.
With seven children to keep her busy, her has no more time than to throw the fish into the boiling
water. Oh, God, give me the strength to be a woman. Ha! We shall pick one for Sam at the ferry. A good-sized woman, eh, Sam?
Yeah, I shall play my whistle for the dancing, Joshua, no more.
Ah, conceiving a child is a man's pleasure, Sam. Get thee a wife.
Giving birth is a woman's labour.
Then you did not labour over much to give birth to only one son, Dulcer Pentagel.
I hope this boy has the strength to live.
This be no boy, Sam. Tis a woman.
A woman?
A mermaid, perhaps, if her come from the sea. She'd be putting a spell on thee, Sam.
Cauldron on the fire. A dirt floor. There's no phone. I could phone Peter. Oh, there never was a phone. Fish. Never-ending smell of fish.
And Marth Bean Cannon.
Who are they, those men?
And bananas.
Men of noise. They know I have to study. My books. They've taken my books. Don't they know I have to do my exams when I get back?
Marie, Dizzy is emptying your wardrobe for me. All those shoes.
You're talking to her again.
She's somewhere, Dizzy. But she can't hear me in London.
Peter, you have to get on with your life.
I can't hear her. I'm going back to the cottage.
It's a holiday cottage, darling. Somebody else will be there.
I'll buy it. If only we'd spent more time together. Don't make the same mistake, Dizzy.
I see. So who gives up what?
I don't know. I had to devote time to the business. Roger has to.
And I should be at home waiting to soothe his fevered brow.
Perhaps you should.
And what about my fevered brow? What about Marie's? Where were you when she was bogged down with her studies, berating her for being boring? I'm sorry, I'm not saying any of the right things. It's just... Well, I'm angry too about what happened to her.
It's the price we pay, isn't it? I wish we lived in other times.
What do you mean?
Simpler times. When men built homes with their own hands and women were always there, raising children.
Barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen.
No, no, that's not what I mean. They lived their lives together, in cottages like that one.
You've got to get over it. Go to China. Be tough, Peter, and face the world. That's what Marie would want.
Would she?
She was an independent spirit, and that's why you loved her. And that's why she loved you.
Will thee walk to the ferry, Mother?
I cannot leave her, and 'tis too far for her to walk.
And she has no shoes.
I'd gladly give her mine, but they do not fit her.
Your dress does, though.
Oh, I remember spinning the wool for that dress while Rowan rocked your cradle. Fearful he was, lest he be seen doing woman's work.
The wool itches against my skin. She was so pleased to give it to me.
I think she loves me. Dulce.
Dulce.
Pandru and where, Mary?
Pandru and where?
Oh, good girl. Her begins to understand us, Sam. Speak to her.
Mary.
I want to go back. I want to go back. Go back.
Pandru and where?
He's frightened of me, this gentle fish man, because I constantly cry out for another time. Another man. Peter. But he doesn't hear me.
Yeah, you know why?
Yes, I am cold.
His hands are rough and chapped, Peter, as he puts a rug around my shoulders. His beard catches my hair. There is salt in his.
Her will be well soon. She will return to her own home.
No, no, she has nowhere. She knows nothing. I have been given a daughter, and I know I will love her all my life. She needs me, Sam. I will teach her. I know now why you have never wed. Here is your wife, Samuel. Oh, make her my daughter proper.
We have not spoken one word to each other that we understand.
Make her your wife.
I am going to get drunk.
Then don't come back to my house tonight.
My house?
My father's house, built with his own hands.
There's not room for three.
Build another room, Sam.
Where's my whistle?
Now then, Sam, we'll find thee a wife.
As my father loved my mother and she he, so would I like to feel about the woman I share my life with.
Hey, my eldest daughter will be 16 soon. What would you offer for her, Sam?
I was thinking of Mary.
Which one's she? I forget all their names. My wife knows them.
Not a daughter of yours. The woman from the sea. She's a lost soul. And she stirs feelings in me that I haven't known before. I want to look after her, Joshua. I want to touch her. But I fear she'd be frightened of my closeness.
Sam, she'd be strange. Leave thoughts of her and drink some beer.
No. There is something else that I must spend my money on.
I was not expecting thee so early. Oh, be careful with that knife, Mary. Here, hold it like this.
Mary?
It's Sam that comes back to me, not Peter.
I bought these at the ferry for you. Oh. Will you try them on?
Sam!
They're fine. They fit well. I say to him, thank you, Sam. He smiles. Does he understand?
Will you walk with me through the town? My arm is strong for you.
What year is this?
Are you warm enough?
You're concerned about me, aren't you? Your eyes are full of questions. Sam, try to understand. I live in London. It's very busy there. Theatres, pubs, traffic. Peter has a BMW. Oh, nobody knows where I am now.
I found thee. I want to keep thee.
I went sailing with Peter, and I fell overboard in a storm. I thought I was drowned, Sam. At first, I heard him across a long distance, and I'm sure he could hear me and knew I wanted to get back.
Mary!
Let me go, Sam. Let me go back. Peter!
Marie, I tried to buy the cottage, but it's not for sale. I can't hear you. I've been working very hard. Sold the valve all over China. They want to buy it in America now. In Denver. Dizzy and Roger want to come with me. You've gone, haven't you? I'll never hear you again.
Sam?
She ran screaming to the sea and fell at my feet.
Oh, she'd be tired. The meal will soon be ready.
Mary?
No. Don't take them off. I love my shoes.
He looks at me and I look at him. And that's what there is. These shoes and this man.
I will keep these safe.
Mother, darling. Hold hands and we'll walk to the edge of the shore and wait for your father's boat. Look! There it is. Father is safe. And he'll have caught plenty of fish. I called my son Peter. Peter. You can just walk. There's another baby coming. Oh, when the sun warms my skin like today, I feel strong.
Mary! Peter!
Sam!
Hello, Vicar.
Mr. Anderson.
Thank you for meeting me. It's a lovely church. So many old graves. It's 3 years since my wife was drowned, and I'd like to have a stone here, in her memory, overlooking the sea. About here. Is that all right?
Of course.
Next to this one. This is a beautiful headstone. How old is it? Samuel Pentagel. Died 1883. Aged 70 years, and his beloved wife, Mary Pentagel, died 1895, together in love. I'd like Marie's stone to be next to them, please.
By Gillian Plowman, Marie was played by Jenny Funnell, Peter by Peter McQueen, and Sam by David Bannerman. Jill Graham played Dulce, Charmaine Gradwell, Dizzy, David Jarvis, Roger, and Danny Schiller, Joshua, and the Vicar. Anthea Gomez composed and played the music. A Sea Change was directed at Pebble Mill by Sue Wilson. On Monday, the 8th of May, BBC Radio 4 marks the 50th anniversary of the victory in Europe.
When the lights go on again, all over the world.
We present a whole day of archive recordings, music and memories.
At 20 minutes to 5 on Wednesday afternoon, April the 25th, 1945, American troops of General Bradley's 12th Army Group made contact with Soviet elements of Marshal Konev's 1st Ukrainian Army Group near the German town of Torgau on the Elbe.
How exhilarating it was as a war correspondent to be broadcasting that exciting message at long last. The BBC was the first to break the great news. In seconds, it had flashed out to every corner of the world.
The final days of the war in Europe, recalled by Frank Gillard, our man on the spot. The end of the war wasn't applauded by everyone. For the spivs and villains, it marked the end of the good times.
And Mr. Wolf is now a narrator.
look cute.
We'd go out dressed up as air raid wardens, helmets on, armbands. And the crowd would help us to load up the big cartons of tea and cigarettes or clothes or whatever. What are you doing this for, sir? I'll call you sir. Only for protection of the shop, we understand there's an unexploded bomb at the back. And they'd start, oh, I'll help you, quick. Let the van load it up.
Coupons and nylons, the underside of VE Day, and George Formby from a selection of wartime wireless comedy favourites in Fighting for a Laugh. Just some of the programmes from a day-long celebration of VE Day, Monday the 8th of May, on BBC Radio 4. And now, comparing notes with